Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, how you doing tonight, buddy?
JT, I'm doing wonderful as always. Hey, to all the 6 million listeners to the Mouthing Off Nation, welcome. I'm glad that I'm glad you're listening, and I hope you listen good, because we got one hell of a show tonight. We're fixing to rock some people's world, and they don't like when Fast Eddie Mansfield starts talking. And I'm fixing to do some talking tonight. And you know, sometimes when you need to leave a sleeping bear sleeping. Don't wake them up. And they woken me up and out of a dead sleep. And I'm not happy about it, Jeff. I'm just not happy tonight. It's going to get nasty.
I can't wait for that. There's big news from the betting world in 2 ways. Mattress Mac laid down a bet. We're going to discuss that a little bit later in the show. And Shohei Ohtani, the guy can pitch, he can hit, and it turns out that he may be in a little bit of trouble over in Major League Baseball. There's big news from the NFL as they kind of close the window on all of the big free agent signings. And Ronda Rousey, her book came out, and she had some things to say about Vince McMahon, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, and the WWE, and she came out punching. So we're going to discuss that later in the show too, Eddie.
Well, you know, that's the baddest woman on the planet, and my former dear friend, who was one of the baddest guys on the planet, Gene LaBelle, who passed away, he used to interview me in Los Angeles. He trained her, and I can guarantee you one thing, she's tough as nails. And when she says something, it's the truth. Gene LaBelle taught her to be truthful. And I come from the school that we say the truth. Sometimes you may not like what we say, and that's just too damn bad.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat.
Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Overscented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Mouthing off all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie,
Before I was really interrupted, I was talking about Ronda Rousey, the baddest woman on the planet. And somebody just had to just interrupt me. You know, he just loves to interrupt the continental lover. I don't know why. You know, women don't even interrupt me. Only you interrupt me. And Eddie, that's tough to do, man.
We're on a clock here. You're the one that forces me. I've said every time, I'm like, floating brakes.
Don't you point that floating finger at me. Brakes. I didn't have nothing to do. I didn't make that clock. You talked to Darren Peck about that damn clock. I didn't have anything to do with that clock.
Well, speaking of things that we had nothing to do with, but we're very excited about, odark30.com.
Oh, yeah.
A modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and it's functional. And most importantly, Eddie, timeless style.
Yeah, it's cool looking. You know what I love about it? I can't wait to get these boots. You've been talking about boots. I'm going to get me a pair of boots. I talked to Lenny. Hey, we got some swag coming. And it's going to be some bad swag. And at Old Dark 30, some really, really good stuff. And a lot of tough guys wear Old Dark 30. I mean, when I say tough guys, I mean real tough guys. A lot of you punks out there think you tough. You behind, you one of them old key peoples that think you really tough. These guys are come knocking on your door, and I don't think you want to see them. Old Dark 30 is the best. OldDark30.com. And if you got it, go get it.
You know how that old Nancy Sinatra song says these boots are made for walking?
Oh, yeah.
Well, these boots are made for kicking ass and taking names. Eddie.
Oh, I love it.
Shohei Ohtani, the what they call the Japanese Babe Ruth. This guy pitches at a Cy Young level. He hits at a MVP level. And he may have gambled. And just speculating here, because it's a very new story and not a whole lot's come out, he may have gambled at a Pete Rose level, because right now it seems to me, it just broke a little while ago that his interpreter was fired because he was taking money out of Otani's accounts to pay for his gambling debts, $4.5 million worth of gambling debts. And then immediately the story changes to they send that guy out to be, to do a news story. And he says that he didn't take the money, that Otani gave him the money to pay back the debts, that it was all above board. And then not long after that, bam, story changes again. The lawyers get involved and say, nothing he said was true. We'll let you know very soon what happened. And this isn't just a guy that was hired to be Otani's interpreter. This is a longtime friend of the Japanese star who has been with him throughout his tenure in Major League Baseball and is a guy who's around him all the time. They're very close. And it seems as though what may have happened, and believe me, it's all speculation. I don't want to hear. These lawyers are busy. I don't want to have to put anything else on their plate. I don't want to hear from them. I'm saying right now, allegedly, speculation from my point. Right. But this could potentially end up turning out that Otani was making bets. And it doesn't matter if you're betting on baseball, football, the NBA. You're not allowed to bet if you're a Major League Baseball player. And if he did, there's precedent for this. And if he bet on his own team, there's major precedent for this. Because Pete Rose has been banned from the game. The one of the best hitters.
Which is, It's you know where I'm having a problem with this, Jeff?
Tell me.
They're pushing gambling with FanDuel and everything else on sports and DraftKings or whatever the other gambling stuff.
You got it right.
And they're pushing all this on the ball players and on the fans.
It's in every stadium. It's on every broadcast. It's brought to you by DraftKings. It's brought to you by FanDuel. Otani probably has to turn around and watch hits that just got hit off him. And right there in his field of vision is a DraftKings sign. Betting is not what it used to be. Gambling, although I think it's crazy that it's gotten to the point where anybody can just gamble on their phone that they're already addicted to. Talk about doubling up addictions. That's like the, like the virtual speedball. It's the digital speedball. You get your heroin of texting on your phone, and you get your cocaine of gambling on the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball. It's crazy that we have turned our backs on morality, and it used to be looked at as gambling is fun. Gambling is something that you should be able to do, but we have to kind of keep it regulated. And I hate regulation, but you got to kind of keep it regulated because it will ruin people's lives. You can get in big trouble.
Well, that's what it's doing now. I mean, you look at the NFL. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to kick a guy out of the NFL for gambling? And all you do is push gambling on the fans.
Yeah, but it's not even the guy. Those guys are making millions of dollars. I'm talking about Pete the Plumber.
Yeah, but they're gambling too, believe me.
I know, but they actually have a better argument for, like, I can afford to gamble. But Pete the Plumber, who's a huge Philly fan, is now able to pick up his phone and bet on the Sixers to win. And, I mean, people are getting in trouble spending a lot of money on these gambling sites. I quit doing it. I was doing great. I'm up on DraftKings, but
yeah, that's when you quit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I heard that song. I knew when to walk away. I knew when to run. So I just feel like it's a strange time when it comes to gambling and sports. We got teams in Vegas, which nobody ever thought would happen, and we're gonna reach a crossroads where they have to make a decision. Are we gonna allow these guys to bet? Are we going to allow they've got to at least say you can bet on anything except for your sport, and then everything should be fine.
It all comes down. Remember how I always say this? Anything with professional involved is a work.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. It comes down to the money. Why are they in Las Vegas? Because of the money. How can they build a $3 billion stadium for the Raiders, who who, I mean, come on, please.
Well, Vegas isn't what Vegas used to be. It's not just a little oasis in the desert anymore. It's a functioning town.
Oh,
you got enough people there to fill up a stadium, and it's a town that it's got enough where they deserve.
And it's got big money.
Yeah,
it's
they deserve to have. Money. If they can support them, they deserve to have these teams. But it wasn't the fact that they didn't want them there because of the fans. They didn't want them there because you're so close to the gambling, and it worked.
Well, it's everywhere.
Well,
you can walk into a restaurant. You're going to hear ding, 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 ding. It doesn't matter where you are.
The only legitimate sport that was in Vegas was UNLV. And look what happened. They ended up gambling.
It wasn't too legit.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at gambling can really absolutely devastate somebody's life.
Yeah.
And it has. And it's had, and here's the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, every pro sport is pushing gambling.
Yeah.
Why?
You know why I got out of it, Eddie, is because I started doing some research, and there are people that have teams of guys. They've gambled and have enough money or have gotten seed money. They have teams of guys that do all of the research, so they know everything that I personally can't know when it goes into betting. And those guys are on those sites, and they're making a lot of money. And they're making a lot of money off people that don't have teams of guys to go figure it out. Like, you'll get lucky every once in a while. I won $26,000 on a basketball play once. A $15 bet, I won $26,000. You can get lucky, but it's going to be few and far between because there is a lot of research that's done by professional gamblers. It's literally like saying, hey,
it's a pro. They're pros.
Hey, you can sign up on your phone to go play baseball, and you show up and it's you versus Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. And it's like, okay, I don't have a shot here. Quickly before we run out of time here, Eddie, Mattress Mac has done it again.
Oh yeah.
This guy,
a friend of our show, man, Mattress Mac is the man.
This guy has figured out a way to get that gambling fix, make it good for his business, and potentially your gambling too, really good for his customers, because Mattress Mac says he has put a $1 million wager on the University of Houston, who's plus 750. Eddie and I discussed this. I had to look into it a little bit, to win the national championship. Those are long odds. But you buy a mattress from Mattress Mac between now and the time that bet either wins or loses for $4,000 or more, you can win your money back. He'll refund
he'll give you money back.
Yeah.
There's nobody like Mattress Mac in the world. He's out of Houston. He is the greatest Texas legend for people. He's a people's champion. You talk about people's champion? Mattress Mac is the people's champion. You know, when the Astros won the World Series, I mean, he made $75 million, but you know how much everybody who bought furniture, mattresses, everybody during that time, they got all their money back. I mean, what guy does that? Nobody but him. And he is just, he's a sweetheart of a guy. And he loves people. And he's so great for the city of Houston and the great state of Texas. And you know my love for the great state of Texas. And let me tell you something. He's a Houston icon and he's a Houston legend because he gives back.
Well, he's set to get back $8.5 million if Houston wins the NCAA tournament, which...
He'll give it away.
It's a long shot, but if it happens, you know what we'll be talking about the next day?
Mattress Mac.
Amen, baby. He gets some... he should be nationwide at this point. The guy's getting press left and right nationwide.
Well, he's fixing to be.
Yeah.
He's fixed to be on this country show we're getting ready to do, and Mattress Mac is a... I've known him for a long time, and he knows how to make that money.
All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis, Mouthing Off will return.
Hey, Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie, the Continental Lover Mansfield. And Eddie, we got to talk about him again. I can't get enough of it. Odark30.com. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Eddie, it's incredible stuff. The hats, the shirts, I love it all.
You know, Lenny and Ellie, I'm so proud of them. And they put out a first-class five-star line of odark30.com. And be sure to go and support odark30.com because they got the top of the line stuff, and it is a badass line of clothing.
We're going to get into the NFL again because it didn't slow down. There were some big signings and some more big trades, and the trades that were made shake up the draft a little bit. It's curious to me. So it looks like Chase Young signed a one-year, $13 million fully guaranteed deal with the Saints. And a lot of people are saying, wow, that's an awful short-term deal for a former first-round draft pick, number one overall draft pick, not that long ago, to sign a one-year deal. And it turns out the reason why is days later it came out that he has an injury. The Saints were aware of it beforehand, but they're gambling on whether or not he's going to be able to play. And if so, I guess that they plan on trying to keep him in New Orleans past that 1 year, $13 million fully guaranteed
deal. Great move. That's another Niner. They've lost you know, the Niners better be careful. They're losing a lot of players.
Well, the thing about Chase Young is that he was brought in mid last year.
Right.
He was going to be a big money guy. He was a free agent after that season. One of the main reasons why the Washington Reds or Commanders thought that'll never work. I'm never going to be able to figure that one out. We're moved on from him.
It's the Commodores.
They're doing a complete and utter tear down of that team and a rebuild. They shipped out their what people thought could be their franchise quarterback. And so Chase Young coming out of off the Super Bowl clearly had some form of injury that the doctors thought was likely enough to get him through a full season with the Saints. They took the gamble. They paid him $13 million guaranteed, and we shall see how that works out for them because they're in the middle to late stages of a complete rebuild. And they're going to have to do make some changes down there in New Orleans. The Giants are, how strong is their faith in Daniel Young? I don't know who Daniel Young is. Is it Daniel Jones?
You mean Daniel Jones.
I do mean Daniel Jones. So hold on. Let me put a pen in that. It says Daniel Young on the paper. The Giants, how strong is their faith in Daniel Jones, Eddie? Huh.
Well, I would... They're not going to win the East with him. I can just tell you that. It just won't happen.
Do you think that they, first of all, I would love, you know, this is, it's the funniest thing, but Tommy DeVito and his agent are so New York that if you're going to throw in the towel and hope in the next couple of years to get a draft pick high enough to get a quarterback that can run your, lead your franchise through a decade, Tommy DeVito's your guy. You got to run him out there with his agent on the sideline. Hey, yo, hey, I'm from New York.
Yeah.
I look like I'm on the Sopranos.
Yeah, but the problem is, and with the Giants, they should have got Kirk Cousins. They got the Bucks, man. That's New York. I mean, it's not like who they beat lately. I mean, please. The Pizza Man, that's about it.
I just don't think the Giants think that what they have in place right now is enough to invest in. And I think that they're making a smart decision in saying, hey, we're not going to win the Super Bowl with this team and a couple of extra guys. Kirk Cousins wasn't going to come into New York and make them a powerhouse. They just lost Saquon Barkley. They're going to have to figure out who the running back of the future is, maybe somebody that comes out of the draft. But this is a team that's in flux. Hoping for, I'm assuming, a rebuild. So they're going with their guy and Daniel Jones that they already have. And I can't fault them for it. I feel like it's a good move for the New York Giants. The ownership is probably hoping. I hope Daniel Jones goes out there and goes 0-17. So we get the number one overall pick next year and we can start over from scratch. They just lost Saquon Barkley. They don't really have any.
They're the Eagles. Yeah. Of all people. The
I know.
Eagles.
I know. Went down the street to the Eagles. So. This may be a move that I can get behind in New York. It's a team that will, of course, when they feel like they have a good core, go out and spend money. But for the time, this wasn't the time to do it. There wasn't any game-changing names out there. Kirk Cousins is a guy you're going to bring into a team that's just missing a quarterback and maybe one or two other guys, and then you're competing. The Giants aren't that. The Falcons are that. So I think that the Giants made a smart move here. The craziest news that came out this week, Eddie, was we already knew that Russell Wilson was going to Pittsburgh and that there was going to be some form of a quarterback, not competition, because if you pay a guy like Russell Wilson, you're going to give him the ball.
Absolutely.
You bring him in, why you're going to give him the ball. So
yep.
Kenny Pickett was looking like the backup. Kenny Pickett immediately was unhappy with this decision and said he wanted a new start. Well, Pittsburgh gave him a new start. They flipped him to the Eagles, so now he'll be backing up Jalen Hurts. And they were able to make a trade with Chicago to bring in Justin Fields, which blew up the NFL Twitterverse. Because
yeah, but there goes Russell Wilson's security.
Well, I think they're still going to start Russell Wilson. I think they're going to try to pull a Green Bay here with Justin Fields. They're going to have Russell Wilson around for a couple of years. We're going to find out. Russell Wilson is a guy who... outside of Pete Carroll's system, he's considered at this point a system guy because he went to Denver and That team was bombed. Good enough to, yeah, that team was better.
Bombed.
Yeah, he bombed. He definitely did not work in their system. So he's been moved out of there. He's now in Pittsburgh with a guy in Mike Tomlin, who I have a lot of faith in. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. He's
absolutely.
He's clearly the Pittsburgh guy. He's going to be there come rain, come snow, come 17-0. Tomlin's going to be in Pittsburgh, and he thinks he can get something out of Russell Wilson. That's not a bad team in Pittsburgh, and with a guy like Russell Wilson, if the system works for him, we know what he can do. But they went out there and they said, we got this young guy who can sit there and learn from a guy like Russell Wilson, who, if you ask me,
what you going to learn from?
This is the problem.
You know how to lose games?
But also how to be a... Denver. He's not exactly the guy that you look at and see mentor, but I think they're going to try to bring him in, get a season or two out of him if he performs well, with Justin Fields still very young, still a very high draft pick that could take over and is sort of a Russell Wilson-esque type guy. It's not as crazy as Jalen Hurts to Kenny Pickett. That's going to be a completely different... That's not the right backup in Philadelphia, if you ask me.
No.
You've got to get a guy that can also have his tush pushed over the line so you don't have to make such a drastic change.
I'm telling you, the best team that Pickett could have gone to as a backup would have been the Jaguars.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Because he's that kind of quarterback as Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Drop back, same way. It wouldn't change anything, mentally. He wouldn't have to change anything. He could just be himself and just learn the playbook and be ready to go in case Trevor Lawrence goes down. But they got the other boy, from the Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, please.
Well, I mean, that also works. I mean, the Jaguars aren't looking at if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt. They're praying he doesn't, and Mac Jones is more there, I think. Mac Jones is a young guy, but I think he is the kind of guy you look at as he has mentor written on him. So I think they brought in a Mac Jones, who's a smart quarterback, to mentor a little bit and to get Trevor Wilson on the right track, because he hasn't shown what we were expecting out of him in the NFL just yet.
Now I'm going to interrupt you, because our worst nightmare happened with this Justin Fields friggin' trade. Your boy from Southern California, without a doubt, is going to go number one. And I can't stand it. And he doesn't deserve to go number one. There's no way.
I could not care less if he goes number one, because that means he's not going number two, which for me personally is a much better place for him to go. Number one overall sounds perfect. I'd love for Caleb Williams to go to Chicago, and Caleb Williams it up in Chicago, which leaves the number two pick for them to pick another quarterback, and any other quarterback in this draft, I think, is going to be a better pick than Caleb Williams. I think we're looking at the next big time bust number one pick overall, and Chicago is getting ready to experience it. It's
I still believe this. You know, we were talking about Denver. Denver's looking for a quarterback, right?
Right.
What, you know who really fits and I always call him Mr. Saint himself, that fits in his quarterback kind of mix? Is that Bo Nix?
Bo Nix fits in his mix. You're a poet, Eddie.
He fits absolutely in his mix. That's why they call me the Continental Lover.
The Continental Poet.
Woman's loving a poor girl's dream. Hey, and one thing about it, I think that Bo Nix would be, what a home. He's a drop back. He's a perfect guy. He's like an Elway. He can move. He came really out of the Southeastern Conference from Auburn. So he's really played at the top level, and he went to Oregon and showed what he could actually do. He tore that Western silly, goofy bunch of people up there that think that they can play football. He tore them up, and I just think he'd be great in Denver.
All right, Eddie, we'll see what happens. The draft, it's marching towards us pretty quick. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. Those are your boys, Eddie, The Rock, and Vince McMahon, and it just will not go away.
No.
For old Vince. He seems to step in something new every day. And if you're gonna step in something new every day, the best way to do it is in some quality boots. And if you want quality boots, you're going to want to go to odark30.com. It's modern men's clothing designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional, with timeless style.
We need to get Ronda Rousey on in some of them boots, because she can kick some serious booty, buddy. I mean, the baddest woman on the planet with the baddest man on the planet, Mr. Manhunter himself, Lenny DePaul, with his wife, Ellie. They've created odark30.com, and you got to get it.
Eddie, you said Ronda Rousey, she's put out a book. And she took some shots at Vince McMahon. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it directly from her book.
Okay.
Here's what she said. She said, NXT was founded by and under the control of Triple H. Real name, Paul Levesque. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, pretty close enough. Just enough. Put Triple H. Yeah.
Under the control of Triple H. His real name is something that sounds from Ontario, Canada. I'm sorry, Montreal, Canada.
Montreal.
In addition to being my in-ring WrestleMania nemesis, he is arguably one of the best professional wrestlers in history and one of the better people on the business side. He is married to Stephanie McMahon, who is the daughter of WWE's Emperor Palpatine. Vince McMahon. Vince took over the company from his father in the early 1980s and spent the better part of 40 years playing a real-world pro wrestling version of Monopoly, buying up and absorbing smaller promotions until he basically owned them all. It's hard to sometimes know where the evil, unethical, slimeball character of Vince McMahon played out for the camera's ends, and the actual questionably ethical, many times sued and multiple times accused of sexual misconduct, Vince McMahon begins. That blurred line between character and reality is a recurring theme within the WWE universe. Now, you've said that before, Eddie. Do you agree with Ronda Rousey?
Oh, well, absolutely. Ronda Rousey has no reason to lie. She has nothing to gain by that. She's going to sell those books.
Well, I was going to say, I think
she's going to sell those books regardless. But hey, sex trafficking is sex trafficking. And that's what he was doing with that Janelle, flying her all over the place. And, you know, people with sex trafficking, as simple as this. If you're going to fly a girl from one place to another town, say from New York to LA, and you have sex with her, and she has a complaint with you, and she files a complaint, that's sex trafficking. That's how easy that stuff is. And he had this girl busy flying around everywhere. And let me tell you something, You know who's a dirty bastard in the whole thing was covering it up for him? Is Bruce Pritchard. And you probably read that from Ronda Rousey. And I'm quoting her. And when she drops the bombshell accusations on the WWE and Bruce Pritchard, because he's the guy who was really taking all the orders from Vince McMahon behind the scenes and running it when he was suspended or he was away from everything. He's the dirty bastard from the get-go. Let me tell you something. Now, here's the kind of guy Bruce Pritchard is. He's a dirty, he was Mr. Love or whatever he was. You remember that character years ago?
Yes.
He's a joke. Bruce Pritchard is a no good bastard. Not only did Paul Bosch was one of the greatest promoters ever in the history of pro wrestling. You've heard me speak of very highly of Paul Bosch. Well, Paul Bosch broke him in the business. And you know what the dirty bastard did to Paul Bosch? He lied to Paul Bosch and they stole Houston. And I mean, Vince McMahon and with his help, lied to Paul Bosch and got Houston for the WWE after Paul Bosch made him all that money. And it's no different. I mean, it's no different than a stinky ass Rhea Ripley, you know, wrestling Becky Lynch for the ladies world championship. You know, it just comes down. It's dirty, dirty stuff. I mean, all the sexual innuendos are for real. This is no joke, people. I'm not up here to run somebody down. It is just absolutely facts. You should read some of the texts in the complaint that came from Vince McMahon to these girls. It is just disgusting what kind of human being he is. And Stephanie McMahon, you should be ashamed. That's your father. I mean, he killed himself. He went from being a great promoter to nothing. He's got a whole bunch of money, don't get me wrong. But what money can't buy you your good name? Money can't get that good name. He'll never have a good name. You know what he is? He's nothing but a damn pervert. He was always a pervert. He covered up murder. He covered up little boys being molested. He covered up being with a bunch of whores and stuff. Now he's facing the chin music, as Shawn Michaels would hit him with, sweet chin music. And let me tell you something. They need more guys in that organization like a Shawn Michaels. He's a brilliant guy when it comes to this business, and he was one of the greatest workers. And I'm proud to call Shawn my friend. And the WWE would be smart to make sure he stays on and runs that NXT the way it's been running, because he's got it running like a fine-toothed comb. And they really need to bring him on up to the WWE where things can change. It's got to change. It's got to change for the better. Not for all this crap's going on. This is not, see, finally, you know, it's kind of like a shining a light on fat rats in a junkyard. They run and hide. But guess what? The big light came on Vince McMahon. His happy ass can't run and hide anymore, can he?
No. Another quote that's getting a lot of headlines is, she said, pay-per-views are held in major cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia, as well as now twice a year in Saudi Arabia, a nation that restricts the rights of women in a way that I'm certain Vince McMahon wishes he could. And she might not be wrong. Right now, he probably wishes he could restrict the rights of some women.
Well, you know, that's where the rape happened with the girl wrestler, and it's shame. It's just a shame that we have to discuss professional wrestling in this manner. You know, I was always disgusted with the treatment of us in this business. But you know something? This is the bottom of the ring that you can go to. It sucks. They suck. And Endeavor, believe me, when Endeavor bought the majority stake in the WWE, they're the ones who kept this little creep on. Vince McMahon's nothing but a pedophile, and he's a creep. And to me, he's a disgusted piece of crap, and I can't stand him. I have no respect for the WWE like I used to until they get their butts under control and start treating people like they should be treated, not like second-class individuals.
Do you think that it would be better if there were more, if it went back to a system that was more like it was before Vince McMahon bought up all of those properties? Do you think with streaming now that you could have, regional wrestling again, like they did back in the day?
Because they treat you the same way. Those stinking guys are just as worse as Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
You know, they believe me, you used to have to fight for your money. You would always have to do this and do that. You're always jumping through hoops. It doesn't matter if you main event or whatever. You had to fight for your money every single night. And that gets old. Vince McMahon, he blew his own legacy. He blew his own company up. I mean, the WWE, well, it's shame on the WWE because it's really Mark Mania. You know what VIP packages are selling for Egomania 40? You know how much they're going for?
I haven't looked because I don't believe in buying pay-per-views. How much is it?
Well, it's not pay-per-view. I'm talking about live to
ticket?
VIP package. $23,000.
That's ridiculous.
VIP package.
No fan that buys the merch and goes out there and enjoys the product on a regular basis can afford that. That's literally only for people that are going there to be seen, not to see the product. And that's disappointing to me because there are a lot of guys who really love wrestling.
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
those are the people that you want to come and enjoy. Listen, I've been, you have too. You've been to an event where you're sitting with the people that got the ticket for free, that someone else paid the, let's say, $24,000 for the package. And you're sitting there, and in the middle of it, when something cool's happening, there's a conversation going on and nobody's paying attention to the product. That's what happens constantly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it sucks.
Yeah.
And I tell you what really sucks is that, you know, they're bringing in The Rock as a front guy. You know, The Rock ain't your savior, pal. It's going to take more than The Rock to save this company, because this company, what it's fixing to go against, they can't stop. They can pay all the lawyers they want. That's why Vince cashed in a bunch of his stock and got $400 million to give the lawyers to keep his ass out of jail. But his ass needs to go to jail.
He probably will. These days, those guys end up in jail these days.
Yeah, I can't stand him. He's always been a no good son of a bitch. He always has been. And for him to be abusing boys and abusing women like he did, and John Laurinaitis is the same way. How are you going to go look at the Bella Twins' mama and explain how you and Vince are having these threesomes with this poor girl that she's a high dollar hooker is all she was. And you know, he should have paid her money and you wouldn't be having it. You wouldn't have this hullabaloo. But see, it's all going to come out finally. And it's going to be big. It has just started, Jeff. You remember?
Yeah.
I told you it was going to blow up.
Yeah.
It is just starting to blow up. And you hadn't seen nothing yet, Jack. Y'all strap yourself in, Mouthing Off Nation, because it is going to get rough.
All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World, and Mouthing Off doesn't happen if host Eddie Mansfield and me, Jeff Taylor, don't feel happy walking in our shoes. And I couldn't feel happier walking in my O Dark 30 boots, Eddie.
That's right.
odark30.com. Go there, and what you will find is modern men's clothing designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and functional with timeless style.
Hey, I couldn't have said it better myself. 5-star. Go get it. odark30.com. And I want to finish this up. I warned you people, all you wrestling marks out there that pointed your damn finger at me for all these years, I'm the one who made Vince McMahon tap out. I pointed the light on this sneaky ass, no good business. And you wanted to point your finger at me? Now point your finger at the guy who's been doing this to these people and us all these stinking years. Who's wrong and who's right? I know I'm right, and I know you're wrong. How about that, big shot?
Eddie, I couldn't agree more. And hey, listen, I just went on the web and I bought myself a $10,000 mattress from Mattress Mac, and I'm hoping it's free. So go Houston in March Madness. I can't I can't afford a $10,000 mattress, so I'm going to be sweating that bet more harder than Mattress Mac is going into March Madness. Go Houston.
Oh, I love it.
We talked about Shea Ohtani could be the what unfolds could be the end of the career of a guy who we thought was going to be the next Babe Ruth. It's going to be interesting to see if there is any stinkiness going on here, if they're able to cover it up, or if nothing's going on and it was just a guy who was stealing from a rich guy who he had access to his money, which wouldn't be the first time. So we'll look to see what happens there. The NFL won't go away. It'll be by before we know it, it'll be kickoff of the preseason, and we'll still be talking about what happened in the draft. But Eddie, it's been fun, man. Tell them goodbye.
Hey, it's been fun. For Jeff Taylor, this is Eddie Mansfield saying to all 6 million listeners around the world, see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.